MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Doc Wheatley sent me the voice message, so you want to hear it?
Okay.
For his worst movie. Okay.
Asked a hot, like, almost gothy looking chick from screenwriting class out and to a movie, and we went and saw Role Models, and I started putting the moves on her, and every time I touched her, she would freeze up completely, like freaked out, freeze up. But I'd be like, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "Yeah, yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine." And then she would do it again and again, and I was like, "Okay, I just better stop fucking touching her. Jesus Christ." So after the movie, I'm like, "Are you okay? That was a little weird." And she goes, "Yeah, it's just that you remind me of my ex-boyfriend who beat the shit out of me."
Oh my
and I was
shit!
Like, oh, okay. Well, that's no good. And then I slugged her.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice to get in contact with the show.
Hash pound.
That's right. Hash pound Hippo Juice. MoreLikeRadio.com/live to join the chat. And for those people that are looking at Marie's pretty face on Facebook, you have to click the link right above her head. That'll get you into the chat room. And then you'll hear all our wonderful voices. For example, I already introduced Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hello, everyone.
John, the laser, Santeri. And joining us from the Cousin Joe Show, Cousin Joe Coletta.
Hi.
And, of course, producer Joel Jermwitty.
I gotta say, I love this goddamn song.
Are you playing your own intro music?
Yeah, he does that every week.
Dude, do you not listen to the show?
That's what I'm saying.
No, but it still annoys me. It takes me by surprise.
Still annoys you?
Yes. Trust me, it annoys us, and we have to do it every week.
Hey, it's walk-in music, man.
Is it? Is it really? Because you're
sitting. Loving it the first couple times I did it, and then it just got annoying.
I did. Just for example, the Florida song is another great example. It was great the first couple times, and then it was just, why are you still doing this?
You mean this one?
Right.
Don't do it. There's no point.
No.
God.
What are you doing?
It's a job!
Alan! I did it at the beginning so that you guys got it out of the way and were surprised about it.
Yeah, but now,
the
thing is,
Florida story.
Now I have to do a Florida story. Now it wasn't
ready
like
for that. It's a real inconvenience.
Ronnie, here we go.
Boom.
All right. Let's see.
Raise the tires and light the fires.
Florida woman finds God in a newborn baby's diaper.
Well, yeah. That makes sense.
In the poopy?
In the
doo-doos.
The papa.
And then they eat the poo-poo.
It's the Lord of all doo-doos.
You never know when God will send you a sign. Some people claim he talks to them in their dreams. Some find him in their...
Oh, God!
In their toast. And Florida's Katie Vasquez found him in her newborn baby.
Of course she was Spanish.
But, yeah, of course
she has a baby.
But not through his birth.
Horses of Florida.
And here's the picture.
Horses are she, because they're the only ones that are going to have babies.
Here it is. It's very specific, Dutch. There's the picture.
Baby, that's all.
How do you know it's not an upside-down cross? It's not like, you know, the Satan.
Sometimes in our busy, crazy, hectic lives...
All of those things.
Oh, that's a lot of things.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with that girl's asshole?
What?
It's like split long and wide.
What are you talking about? That's not her asshole. That's... Oh, the poop? Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. That means she shit like that, like one
no.
of those.
No, it looks like she had a toy airplane and it was covered in poop.
What happened was you can see there's an obvious wrinkle in the diaper where it started going horizontal, but really it was just a little droplet that went down the crease lines.
Gross. Thanks, Pampers.
You're welcome, John.
Why is this still a thing, like where people find crosses or Jesus' face on like a piece of toast? Like,
because
why
life is meaningless and people can't handle that.
What were you saying, Joe?
No, it's like every week there's, you know, a window.
Like, why does it make news, though? Like, why do the news stations even give a shit?
Because they want to talk about the Lord and they want to talk about crazies, and who better than people who are crazy about the Lord?
But they do report and act like it's valid. Like, you know, we'll leave it up to you to decide. No. We all know it's bullshit. What are you talking about?
Now, as a matter of fact,
did they interview Vasquez?
As a matter of fact, this isn't a bull duty. I don't like cursing often unless I get heated. Pastor Royce here.
Hi.
I have seen Jesus many, many times in soiled diapers in prostitutes' heads.
What?
How'd you see inside their head?
Inside the heads?
I was preaching.
With a hammer?
Praise Jesus.
I don't tell you how to run your hectic radio show. Do not tell me how to preach to prostitutes, Brother Joe.
Oh, my apologies.
I believe him because it rhymed.
Thank you, Sister Marie. I don't care what anybody says. Your brain is not as small as a squirrel's. There is a cross in the diaper. There is also that one time we saw Virgin Mary in a window. These things are all 100% accurate. That's the way the Lord likes to speak to us. Sure, the Lord could come down and just go, hey, everybody, I'm the Lord.
Well, but why wouldn't he do that? Why would he appear in baby shit?
The same reason people play video games. It's more fun for him.
Oh.
It's better time. He sits up. Listen, think about that. You're God. You've been up there since the world was created 6,000 years ago. And you're up there for 6,000 years, and you get bored. So what do? You send floods. You give cancer. That's what I would do. It tests us, Joe. It tests us.
I don't see what the test is, though.
I'll tell you what needs to be tested, your blood, because I know you're promiscuous.
He nailed you.
True, Esther Royce.
And then you'll find Jesus when you have three letters on your that paper they give you.
Wow. Really does appear everywhere.
It's HIV, in case I was being vague.
You weren't.
Which turns into AIDS.
We know.
And destroys your body slowly.
Yes.
Thanks, God.
It's tragic.
I just saw the movie Philadelphia. It is fantastic.
Is that another case of God getting bored, giving people AIDS?
At the end, the evil homosexual gets his comeuppance. First off, he has to dance with Antonio Banderas. And then he dies. And a black lawyer? Yeah, okay.
I don't think I've ever seen that film.
No, I haven't seen Philadelphia either. It's on my Netflix instant DVD queue.
Oh.
No, it's not. I lied.
Oh.
I stopped getting the DVDs years
Now I don't know if I can ever trust you.
You did before?
You had trust in me?
Yeah.
Now I don't think I can ever trust you.
Oh, well, I didn't think I was going
really,
to get it.
And now it's a definite no.
Fair.
The sign came in the oddest form, my baby's poops. I went to change his diaper and he pooped across.
She doesn't sound Spanish.
No, she is. It's her name's Vasquez.
I
think it sounds very Spanish when she says pooped across.
I like it when you read it in that person's voice.
And then he literally like just pooped across, and I was like, ay Dios mío. That's probably what she really said, if we really were, you know, guessing.
Yeah,
oh,
sounds
you
like
me
it.
Smile.
If you can or want to, feel free to share the message that God is with. I don't want to share
what message,
baby shit.
Hey, it's a shitty message.
Hey!
Nice.
That God is with us and he gives us signs.
Shut up, Marie.
Let us know that things will be okay. It's not always a...
You're going to be okay.
You're going to be okay.
Say the goddamn words.
Say the goddamn words. You're going to be okay.
Look at me.
It's not always the prettiest sign, but he puts where he is known, and we'll see it. You mean two parallel lines intersecting at a certain point is always Jesus? It's never just a coincidence?
Yes, it is. And Maul is actually asking, how do you say pooped across in Spanish?
Never been in the situation to say it. Let me think.
I pooped across. Come on.
Cagué would be a shit. Crucifix, I guess, if you say.
There's no translation?
No, crucifix.
So Lady Gaga's lady shit?
Yeah. No, that's Lady Kaka. That would be Kaka.
Lisa Gaga is
no, no, no.
Shit.
He said Kaga.
Gael. Forget it.
What?
Joe, he actually said C-A-G-A.
Uh-huh.
Ryu.
Same thing.
No,
tomato,
not...
Tomato, potato.
We're not naming Street Fighter characters.
Oh, you can...
Stop it. As far as I can tell, Vasquez is sincerely religious and not trying to troll people, though I can say the same for people sharing her post. And if that diaper's any indication, my baby's last bowel movement must have been God screaming at me because there was a hell lot of crop. Okay, don't be funny. Stop it.
Yeah, don't try to be funny.
Why can't they editorialize? Why are we the only
because
one
it
reporting
it? It wasn't a funny joke.
It a report or was it on a blog?
Oh, but it was a blog.
But, okay, well, they're allowed to do that,
but
right?
Dutch,
I can do whatever they want.
You're only allowed,
I'm allowed, but see, I'm allowed to make fun of them.
Oh, good point.
Dutch, you're only allowed to editorialize when you're funny doing it.
Those are the rules.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, okay, now I see the rules.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense now?
Did someone didn't watch 10 Things I Hate About You?
I got to number 9, but then I fell asleep.
Yeah, that Joker guy is way different in that movie. So the next story is there's been a long...
Along 10 Things I Hate About You reference.
This guy.
I don't remember any parts from
this
it.
This guy.
The best damn podcaster in town does.
That's right.
Oh, Lordy.
Goddamn right.
Oh, that movie had no tits Julia Stiles in it.
Yes.
So, and it had the secret world of Alex Mack. We talked about this before.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
What Shakespeare play was that written after, Joe?
What?
Taming of the Shrew.
Taming of the Shrew.
Oh, damn it. You said Screw, Marie.
Yeah, that's
no
the
that's I did. I did.
That's
you're
the,
right.
That's
I
the
did.
Porn version of it.
Ooh.
Yeah, that movie was based off of Shakespeare.
And then there's the anti-Semitic one, 10 Things I Hate About Jews.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a longer list. It's misleading. I think they did it for the title.
I was going to say, they only came up with 10.
Adams. Adam,
and what about Dog Lover, 10 Things I Hate About Muse?
Oh, yeah,
hey,
you're right.
They did there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
And Against Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Same title.
No,
or
I got it.
Or the band Muse.
There you go.
Yes, Royce.
Who don't like 2020? 10 Thing I Hate About Hughes.
Stop
dot,
it.
Dot dot Downs.
Stop it.
Or Howard Hughes.
Stop it. Stop it. Were any of you guys
I can't think of.
Were any of you guys MythBusters fans?
I was.
Yeah, until it got redundant.
Yeah, I watched a few seasons. I didn't watch it all the way, but. But everyone's at least seen a MythBusters episode, right?
I stopped.
Yeah.
I stopped getting into it when they started outsourcing the experiments to younger children.
Apparently, they hate each other.
Well, yeah, I heard
that.
With
the two guys?
Yeah, they asked Adam Savage if he would ever work with the other dude. Here's Harry.
The other dude seems like an asshole. Always.
Is there a reason why, though?
Yeah, he says it here in this interview. First off, we have to have a long music intro, though.
I don't think Jamie and I will continue to work together on other projects.
Jamie and I don't get along very well. That's not a secret we've held. We didn't realize when we sent our demo reel that we were adhering to the most age-old of performance tropes of the funny man, straight man. The friction between Jamie and I has an integrity to it and a chemistry to it. And we get along well when we build stuff together. And I'm very proud of what we have built together. We have respect for each other, but we also drive each other absolutely batty, genuinely. And I think we're enjoying the separation.
That was the most political answer I've ever heard.
But if he's saying,
pretty honest,
if he's saying
one
that,
of them has to be has to have like extreme ADD.
If he's saying that, it must have gotten bad. I would love to see that.
Yeah, it sounds like he's really toning it down.
Yeah, I would love to see some of the shit that got cut, like of them just fucking going, what the fuck's your problem?
Yeah.
Always clowning around. You know, I'm a fucking scientist.
That's out there. Someone's holding on to
it.
It
has
footage.
To be.
That yeah. sounds like 2 years worth of reflection on how to describe how much they hate each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot. But I mean, I was a
but
fan.
That guy does seem like an asshole.
Oh, no, he does. The guy with the mustache. Which one? The
mustache.
Yeah, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does seem
both
like a
both on the show and in interviews. He just comes off like a total
dumb
douche.
Hat.
Because these are people. This is a guy that's actually a fucking scientist. And if you ever meet any scientist, they tend not to be have a personality.
Well, isn't the other guy Adam Savage as well?
Yeah, he is. Cool. I guess you're right. But I mean, I think that's like rare in that field. I don't
know.
Yeah,
no, it is, I guess.
You know,
I feel like the other one is like one of those guys that like build like model airplane guys or model train guys. When you try to talk to them or try to like get into their world, like they just push you out and like they just shun anybody that like tries.
Hold on.
You can't fly airplanes.
This sounds like it's coming from personal experience. Did you have an issue with a model airplane people you wanted to get in with? Am I missing something? I mean, I'm just curious.
Yeah, man, Markham Park, they used to have they had like a little mini runway for RC jets and rockets and whatnot.
But
And if you're not in their clique,
when was this? How long ago was this? Out of curiosity.
Oh God, this was a couple of years ago, but okay. I mean, there's still people.
So
I mean,
as an adult,
that are
okay.
like that.
As an adult, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
so you got relegated to a different lunch table from the cool kids.
Well,
I'm sorry. Repeat. You like cut off.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You got relegated to a different lunch table than the cool airplane kids.
No, it's like because there's so many places in Florida that. There's not a lot of places in Florida.
Why are you getting all flustered?
It's okay. We don't care if you fly planes. It doesn't bother me. It sounds like
fun. No, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's not a lot of places for you to like that you can fly airplanes or launch stuff due to FAA regulations. And this is the one place. And it's like one of those things. Like this is our stoop. You can't fly here.
Did you get into a fight with them ever?
Please tell me you didn't break somebody's plane because I feel like you broke a child's plane. I have a really strong feeling.
Snap a wing and be like, "This is mine now."
I mean, I can move until the end.
Fuck.
But basically, because it's a gigantic for model airplanes, it looks like an international airport. So basically, you taxi out. You know, you wait your turn to taxi out and everything. Mm. So taxiing out. And then this guy with this gigantic, like, turbine jet engine thing just wheezes all the way in. And he fucking, like, knocks my plane, like, out of its, like takeoff pattern. And I'm looking at him. He's like, "Oh, you're in my way, man." I was like, "Seriously, dude?" And I got in his face. I was like, "Dude, what the fuck, man?
And
you're the reason why that nobody wants to fly model airplanes here."
John, but here's the flip side of that, and if I can just be help you out here, it's kind of nice that they blackballed you from that community because you probably would rather have sex, right?
Yeah, you don't want to have on your Tinder profile model airplanes.
Yeah, those don't bring in. I mean, the workout stuff you do, perfect. That's great for that stuff, you know. But
acting,
yeah, good. Acting great. Also mm-hmm. good for that stuff.
Cosplay, good.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't get into flying airplanes. It was one of those things like I was gifted
you were
one
born into
from,
it.
No, like
passed down generation to generation of Sans Aries.
The airplane that I got came with a video game.
You only do 2 days when you fly model airplanes, the day you go in and the day you get out.
So yeah, first he of wanted all, to be realize this, that you even had this hobby ever in your life.
That's why he keeps going to Baltimore. He wanted to be the Stringer Bell of fucking model airplanes.
Right.
Well, I mean, growing up, like, I would build model rockets and like, shoot those off and what have you.
Well, every kid does. But yeah, you just said this was a couple of years ago, and you're, like, what, 30-ish?
Yeah, so. a couple of years ago. And the only reason why I took my airplane out there is because I got it.
Go get your airplane. Oh, wait, you're not on camera. Damn it.
No, I'm not on camera.
Can you turn your camera on? I want to see what your plane
looks
like.
No, it'll kill everything. It's not worth it to see his dumb toy.
It on my laptop, it'll kill everything.
Okay.
Anyway, do you still
do it in your backyard?
Yeah.
I can't. There's not enough room. That's the thing.
Oh, God. It must be tough.
So this is like a legit
problem.
Like, straight up, you know, how much did this cost you?
A few thousand.
The whole system? Or
system?
Like,
there's a system involved?
I got a video game, and it came with a remote, and it came with a whole bunch of other stuff, and it was in this... It was for... Splinter Cell. It was like this huge like collector's edition, and it came with this airplane. And I worked at GameStop at the time, so
sound
I got
like
it.
A top of the line, you know.
Yeah,
flying device. The video game.
Yeah,
a game that has nothing to do with planes. Like if they sent you like a Psy or a knife or nunchucks with the game, that would make sense. But a plane?
Yeah,
that's weird.
So well,
I mean,
so you got basically
it was like a $200 like collector's edition that I got for maybe like $80 because of my discounts.
Did I just post it in the chat, John?
Is that it? Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I found a better marketing.
So it's got
image.
Is that those are like actual turbines on it? Because usually when I think model airplanes, I think like the ones with the actual propellers and shit.
Now, if you say model airplane, I really should say radio control.
Couple questions here. How did it fly? And how is this better than finger blasting a girl?
Oh, well, that's the thing. I never got a chance to fly because this guy
or
broke
finger
my
blast.
Plane.
Oh.
Well, I'll do it.
Well, says John is an adult baby.
Whatever.
That's not bad. Are. Embrace it. That's not an insult.
I never got a chance to fucking fly it properly because this guy fucking like, you know, was alpha mailing the entire lung room.
Why do you have to be a
part of I don't want to be a part of them at
club.
All.
Why don't you just go to a park?
Yeah, and go to a different
that's
park.
Say. Yeah.
Because all the parks that you're at, there's
have
not
gangs.
A lot of room. I wish I could like show you what this place looks like.
The airplane gangs. Yeah, the fucking Bloods and Crips of airplanes. They'll just shoot your shit down, bro. You don't want to fucking go there.
When you're a jet all the way.
No, but it would be like if you go to the beach, you try to like throw a football and you get like all these like groups of like parents or whatnot.
Gangs
in one spot, and
beat up on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, when you go to the beach and throw a football, your problem is you need someone to catch it. You're just hitting people with footballs.
Throwing children. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that now.
You start throwing spirals at children's heads.
By the way, though, good spiral. I mean, the kids knocked out cold, but that was a good spiral.
How else am I going to practice rolling out of the pocket?
Good point. Did you see that? That was like at least a 50-yard bomb. The kids are screaming.
He's just walking to them and pegging their faces. There's nothing worse in the world than getting hit with a ball when you're not expecting it. That is the most embarrassing and worst feeling in the world. One time we were at a pool in Key West.
Oh, my nose.
And there was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Who was getting those balls, you know, that you could fill with water.
It was like water koosh balls.
But when you fill them with water, they get really heavy. So I was standing behind Marie. And
I was on my vacation, lounging and relaxing
in the pool.
Myself.
The kid throws the ball, hits Marie in the back of the head. She turns around like she was about to punch me, like I hit her. And I'm like, what are you doing? Calm down. I didn't do anything. It was a kid. Go hit the kid.
Like, my immediate reaction was, what the fuck?
Yeah, she wanted to fucking clock me, I swear.
What, you just think he's just going to smack you?
Yeah,
the
for
head
no,
for no reason.
Reason. I've never done it. I
love the fact that she just assumed that that's something you would do, though.
Well, Royce was right behind me. There was no one else near enough to hit my head. I didn't know that there was a kid on the other end of the pool throwing a water koosh.
And you just got fucking clocked in the head.
It's like when you get hit in your sleep, you wake up wanting to hit back immediately because you don't know what's going on. You're just reacting to getting hit.
Yeah, I get hit a lot at night. A lot. I think it's lying at
this
point.
I'm afraid to ask questions.
She kicks, man. Dude, when Marie, and it'll happen, not every night because that's bullshit, but when Marie kicks, man, it'll wake you the fuck up. It hurts.
He kicked him in a penis.
And then the other thing with her is, like, you have to go to bed with her at the same time, because if you don't, that bitch lays out, and making her move is...
Oh, my God. You too?
Yeah, dude. The other night...
She'll take up the entire bed?
Yeah. The other night, she was...
Sorry, I'm talking like you're not here, Marie.
I am not here.
No, she's not, because I'm saying... The other night, she was sitting there, and she had drank a lot, and she was laying in bed, and all I wanted to do was go to sleep, but she was in the middle of the bed, but every time I touch her to move her, she would go, ah! That noise. I'm not exaggerating.
Roger the alien?
Yeah, she would go, ah!
Marie, why do you do that?
Because she was hammered and she didn't want to be moved. And I'm like, I need to sleep too. I need to sleep too. And she wouldn't move. The whole night until I got mad and I just pushed her. And she went, ah, why? I'm like, because I'm sleeping. Yep, that's her.
Jesus Christ.
That's a nice one. That's Marie.
That's the noises she makes.
So that's what she does when you sleep?
Well, yeah.
I figured it'd be more like,
I was pretty close.
Less of a that and more of a.
No, no, no. It wasn't that.
That's what I imagine I'm doing.
Yeah, so it's pretty bad.
That's my text messaging notification.
Woo!
So anyway, that's what were we talking about?
I don't know. Airplanes? No.
Dude, I know what you're talking about though. If it's the same thing with me and Kelsey, if she goes to bed before I do, I am relegated to a 2-foot sliver on the end of our California king bed, because she just will, like crucifix style, sprawl out in the entire thing.
And then they get mad at you. And then they get mad at you when you
are waking me up. The she best, took her the whole bed, bitch.
The best part is our dog jumps on the bed too, and she'll sleep next to me while Royce is still up playing video games or whatever he does late at night. So it's the two of us bitches laying out on.
It's pretty over bad. No, but Yuki has a goddamn
decency.
Yuki
sprawl too?
Yuki has a decency to hop off the bed when she sees that, you know, we're not comfortable. Marie doesn't. You should hop off with her.
No, it's my bed.
Wow, the dog has more manners than you, he's saying.
I am. No, that's exactly what I'm sorry if it sounded passive aggressive. Let me be aggressive. The dog has more manners than you do.
I don't want to sleep on the floor.
Why don't you be more aggressively passive?
And by the way, Price sheds less than you. The fucking shower with her hair.
Jesus Christ.
It is, and she knows it.
Oh, no.
It is just balls of hair.
Just
sometimes
Armenian thickness going
down. I go to poop, and I pull a hair between my...
Why are you shitting in the shower?
No. Sometimes I go to poop on the toilet.
Yeah, why
are you doing that? Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't really specify.
Sometimes... First off, it's my shower, and if I want to shit and waffle stomp it down, that's my goddamn thing.
You are not going to make any kind of groundbreaking statement that girls' hair sheds. Every girl's hair sheds.
Pick up after yourself.
Nothing disparaging against your disgusting race, though, Marie. But I feel like Armenians have thicker, coarser hair than the majority of girls.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's probably what it is. It's not a ton of shedding, like anything abnormal.
That's how thick it is.
It's just so... Right. It's like rope.
Yeah, it's bad.
I think it's luxurious.
For you.
Now, where does you shitting come into this?
So, okay.
About 3 times a day?
Yeah. So sometimes
that's
I'll go.
Pretty healthy.
So sometimes I go to sit on the toilet to take a dump.
I'm glad you're sitting.
And I'll pull one of Marie's hairs out from in between my butt cheeks.
You're welcome. It's a present
I
that
I
left
I
so that
too.
You
or just feel like where how
exactly how you'd be like how did that happen?
It is
how
a
did that
gift.
Work its way that far into my pants.
It is my hair fairy that plants them there so that you think of me.
It's like your hair territory.
Yes, so that other women know that this butt has been marked.
And then Yuki will lick Marie's hair up, and when she poops, her poop will be stuck together by a string of hair. So yeah, this is true. This happens all the time.
Our dog licks
in the
floor.
Shape of a cross?
Our dog licks the floor habitually because she's weird. And then so sometimes her poops will get stuck together by a string of hair.
Actually, Joe, it looks more like Vishnu.
That's very funny.
Rage Against the Machine launched mysterious countdown on website.
Oh snap! Killing in the name of
Jesus.
Have they been back together?
They the last time they played together was 2011. But they did hashtag take the power back, and they have a countdown that's counting down to June something.
Take the power back? I thought they were all like, fuck the power.
Rage Against the Machine have launched a cryptic countdown clock on a new website, Prophets of Rage. The countdown leaves are June 1st.
Prophets
if users write their email address, they'll be taken to an image reading, Clear the Way for the Prophets of Rage, which is a Public Enemy lyric from the song Prophets of Rage.
Is it spelled like prophet like Messiah or prophet like money?
Like Messiah.
Ooh. Got it.
And then the hash pound, take the power back, is from Raging
Hashtag, Mr. I think you meant.
Hash pound.
No. It's hashtag.
I thought it was brown pound.
Pretty sure it's hash pound.
I know what the kids are saying, Joe, and it's hash pound.
Because it's both the hashtag and the pound symbol, duh.
So is it,
I think it started
band?
With hash brown.
No, that doesn't make sense.
There also have been reports of image plastered around L.A., and Chuck D has taken to tweeting some videos of the band performing live. So they think they're going to tour together.
Well, it would be weird if they toured separately.
Or have a collaborative album come out.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's true.
Remember when the front man thought that he can make it as a solo rap artist?
Zach De La Roach? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like at the height of their success, he decides to leave.
I
still like this band, even though after that one time, I was trying to like defend them, and Mersh just like completely laid knowledge on me about like how not Rage Against the Machine they actually are.
Yeah, no, they're on Epic Records, and they're one of the
sponsored by Fender. They're sponsored by
one of the big
Rage
biggest.
I mean, it's hard to get big, and you know.
No, you're right. Listen, I agree 100%. It's hard to get big, but then no matter what you do, you look hypocritical when you say all corporations are evil.
We just look at your lyrics as is. Like it's.
Although, you know what, Joe? That being said, I think if Rage would have come out now, then they could have gone the no record label and been fine.
Well, right. Yeah.
But back then, I know you're right. Back then, you had to be on a record label.
Yeah, if you wanted to get popular.
Anyone money.
They were the first band in a long time to actually play in Cuba.
No, that was
Audioslave.
That was Audioslave.
That was Audioslave.
That's right.
Talk closer to your mic, John.
No, it was Audioslave. I remember because Chris Cornell's my man.
I had the DVD.
That's right.
I had the DVD too.
Yeah, and it was Audioslave, I'm positive.
Yeah.
I remember because I got...
Which is all the good members of Rage plus Chris Cornell.
That, you know what, I really can't, I cannot fight that. You're probably 100% right. And my only problem was, and I like Chris Cornell a lot.
Looking here, they played
Cuba.
See,
yes,
they played 2001.
Yeah,
the embargo is still pretty very much alive.
Yep, and they were like writing their.
No, I'm looking at Rage did. When did Audioslave play?
Dude, I had the DVD.
If only there was something in like. Swoogle that could tell me.
I think it was just Audioslave.
I'm pretty sure because it was a big deal. Yeah, here it is. Audioslave live concert in Cuba.
Yeah, it was.
But then Rage Against Machine did testify.
They probably both did.
You might. Yeah. You know what? We might all be right.
It might be a guest appearance by Zach De La Roche.
Live in Cuba was 2005. Audioslave.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And Rage Against the Machine did do testify. At least testify in Cuba. Okay. But you would think then they would have done an entire...
Testify.
Rage Against the Machine testify live in Cuba. And they're doing it in a little bar. It's hard to hear. It's crappy. But okay. How about this? Audioslave did the best sounding one in Cuba because they...
Well,
Rage just...
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Because it was good.
I always wanted to like Rage, but I just can't stand that fucking Zach De La Roche. I mean, there's a couple songs that I can't deny.
I enjoyed them.
I love the guitar playing, but it's that rap rock and his voice.
Well, they were like the first ones to do it, and then you know you had bands like Limp Bizkit and everything.
Never
like,
liked those guys Renegades were the originals. Of Funk.
So,
yeah, they're the only ones that really made it work to me. The rap rock thing.
Hey, Evil Empire was a great album.
Yes, it was.
But I mean,
bass player went insane.
Yeah, when he climbed up on that thing. It's not garbage music, Maul. Rage Against the Machine had some good songs. I do agree, but it's, you know, when you're younger, but when you start re-listening to the music, all right, you guys are just bitching. Shut the
everybody
fuck up.
Usually always like refers back to Battle of Los Angeles, which had the majority of, like Guerrilla Radio and Testify on it.
Right.
But I think Evil Empire was better with Bulls on Parade and People of the Sun and that kind of stuff. So
People of the Sun was awesome.
That's what I was just playing.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess we could move on to the next rumor. You want to read one?
Yes, I do.
Go for it.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, now.
With your mouth.
Actress Robin Wright demanded equal pay for House of Cards.
Yes.
Was she getting paid?
She was getting paid less than Spacey.
The woman who plays Jenna on Forrest Gump.
She's not the main
person, but
toward at least in this season, you could say she's just as involved.
She's working pretty hard.
I haven't seen the last season.
Oh, okay.
Was she in Usual Suspects?
What is her previous
name? Case closed.
What does the previous acting have to
I'm
do with
sorry.
Current acting?
Was Kevin Spacey in Forrest Gump? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Who cares? It was Forrest Gump. Overrated.
Jenny.
You okay? That's really you think
Giantly
Forrest Gump
overrated.
Was overrated for real?
Giantly.
Hold on, Marie. Yes. Put that on hold. We have a different talk.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Hold.
And it, I know I respect Joe's opinion. I want to hear why you think Forrest Gump was overrated.
I just don't see why people think it's just classic. It's you see it once or twice. It's all right.
Counterpoint.
But then it just gets like it doesn't hold up either.
Counterpoint, Joe. It was released in the '90s. You love the '90s.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The whole montage of. He's the ping pong champion and he's the president.
Stop
it just
it.
Gets silly.
Counterpoint.
Watching it back, it's like.
Counterpoint. Ping pong starts with a P. You love Pearl Jam also starts with a P.
I don't think that's very related.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the con is that movie spouted that terrible bubblegum shrimp coat bullshit. Movie did, yeah.
I mean, dude, what
movie is a horrible movie?
What movies still really have racist. The amount of people reciting lines from it this many years
later. Goodfellas
make it great.
I know they're due. There is a bunch, but like how many movies come out of your like 30, 40 movies?
More
and
than
this
that.
One still holds up. Everybody goes, Jen A, you just said it. You know, the whole life is like a box of chocolates.
But
so
it's just it obviously chuckling at a retard. That's all that is.
Dang, you got magic legs.
I know what you're saying, Joe. I think it's the rewatchability of it. You probably judge
it doesn't
movies
hold
that
up.
Are good because you can watch it 1,000 times and it's good, like The Godfather or things
like
that.
Yeah, I think
like
that's a giant part of what makes a film good.
A good movie is rewatchability. Okay, no, I hear you.
Oh, yeah? Counterpoint, I just posted in the chat. I saw this meme running around last week and it killed me.
Ben and Jerry's Lieutenant Dan ice cream.
Lieutenant Dan
ice cream. Like you can't look at that photo without thinking of his stupid wiggle hand where he's wiggling the ice cream in Lieutenant Dan's face and he's all like, I don't have any legs. Shut up with your ice cream.
But again, it's like the goof factor. It's like it was meant to be taken serious, the film. And at the time it was, but now it's just like a
what about that hilarious scene where she dies of AIDS?
That was kind of
supposed to be funny.
What about my favorite scene, which was when he's at the drill?
She did deserve it, though, by the way.
Oh, of course she did. What a cunt. She gets fucking... Sorry, Marie. Go ahead. I apologize.
The drill sergeant, when he's yelling at Forrest Gump for being a genius, one of the best cinematic scenes of all time.
I don't know about that.
Oh, Gary Sinise?
Gump, what's your sole purpose here? To do whatever you tell me to, drill sergeant? Gump! That is the most outstanding answer I've ever heard. You're a goddamn genius. You must have an IQ of 150.
Stupid is a stupid does, sir.
That guy was the guy. That was it.
Well,
yeah.
You're wrong, Joe. Sorry.
Jeez, just like that.
I win.
He met Elvis.
Mic drop.
Mm-hmm.
See, but he didn't, though.
All right, let's do this. Now that we're on topic. Favorite Tom Hanks movie? Go.
Big?
Okay, that's fair.
I really, 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 really like you music video.
No, that
I might
count.
Have to go with Catch Me If You Can.
That's would you
I know
say
it's not that much of a Tom Hanks film.
Right? Yeah,
take that back, Royce.
Uh-huh.
The SNL skit for Sabra Price is Right.
No, it has to be a movie.
Go ahead.
I was also thinking of SNL sketches.
Well, Saving Private Ryan. I mean, who can deny?
You know
that?
What? Yeah, I'd have to go with that.
That's up there.
Vin Diesel's debut.
I would normally
that's
say
what you're focused on Jesus Christ.
Yep. Everybody else.
I would normally pick Big. Big is a movie that I saw like so many times when I was younger, and it was really good. I thought it was funny. But yeah, I would say if I'm being honest, probably Saving Private Ryan.
Also
no,
Toy
no,
Story.
Wait, no. I take it back. You know what? I forgot. My favorite Tom Hanks movie for sure is Castaway.
What about Apollo 13?
Just him, yeah.
What about Apollo 13?
Apollo 13's really good, but...
It's really good.
Castaway, because Castaway was fucking... What he did for that movie, like losing all that weight...
That was really good.
Yeah. Oh.
What and, about all those...
I'm all saying Toy Story, Chim is saying Road to Perdition.
I was going to say Lady Killers.
I was
going to
say, I just noticed that in the chat. I mentioned that's an amazing underrated Coen Brothers
That's Coen Brothers, yes. Lady Killers, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say hilarious. It's his best movie,
What
though.
About The Da Vinci Code or The Green there. Mile?
Da Vinci Code was okay, but it shouldn't. I mean,
Green Mile is another good one.
Yeah. Never saw Da Vinci Code.
Jesus Christ, Tom Hanks fucking done
She's
so
good, man.
Many things.
He's what we like to call a natural.
Yeah, best living actor right now. Go. No. Without thinking about it, best living actor.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, I was going to say Pacino.
Okay.
Daniel, I can do this all day, Lewis.
Oh, Daniel Day Lewis. I could do this all day, Lewis. I like that. Marie, best living actor.
Matt Damon.
Really? I mean, I like him, but I don't think he's the best.
He's pretty good.
You can't be serious, Murray.
Best.
Surely you can't be serious.
Best.
I am, and Joel, call me Shirley.
Best living actor for me, as far as consistency and still doing it, is probably Kevin Matt Spacey. Damon. It's probably Kevin Spacey.
Oh, he's pretty good.
For me. You know, if you look, you can look back at almost all his movies are really good.
And I mean, that's where this whole thing started.
Kevin Spacey. So what happened with Robin Wright? Look at that. That's radio, folks.
Bam. Boom.
And later
always
on, we
bring it back together, but not all the time.
And later on, we have a Prep Burger interview with Herman Cain.
Yay.
Actress Robin Wright says she demanded the same pay as co-star Kevin Spacey for her work on House of Cards and got it. Wright plays the First Lady Claire Underwood.
I was trying to help you out there,
but they beat me to it. Yeah. Sorry, Marie.
That's okay.
I was going to ask, though, did they say how much less she was making? Was it close?
I don't know. I haven't read that far yet.
I'm so sorry.
Jesus, Joe.
By the way, I haven't plugged it. Anybody listening on Facebook, the video, I see a lot of people looking. Click the link that's right above Marie's head, morelikeradio.com live, so you can hear the rest of us. Anyway, go for it.
Wright plays the First Lady Claire Underwood, an equally devious partner for Spacey's president, Frank Underwood,
more like Underwood
on Netflix. Good one. The HuffPo reports.
Don't call it that.
Well, please, I don't want to say the full word.
No, you wasted more time now by not calling it that.
But everyone else calls it HuffPo.
Yeah, everyone else is an asshole.
Don't give them the satisfaction.
I don't lump me in with you. I don't call it that.
I call it the Huffington Post. I actually call it the Ariana Huffington Post.
Okay. The Ariana HuffPo.
No!
Reports Wright said during a Tuesday interview.
You know what? I would prefer if Greta Van Susteren was reading this.
No, Greta doesn't do fluff pieces.
Please.
No, she's serious.
Wow, she has journalistic integrity now?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Your fake Greta has journalistic integrity.
Indeed, she does. Said during Tuesday interview at the Rockefeller Foundation in New York that she demanded equal pay after seeing statistics showing her character was more popular than Kevin Spacey's for a period of time. She says,
of course,
she read a blog and based it on that.
Of course, her character was more popular for a little bit because there was a while there where, you know, he was not being good.
No spoilers.
And also,
no,
I'm not spoiling anything.
And also, she has a better ass.
I have a question.
You don't think she's attractive? Joe?
For a 50-year-old?
Yeah, for her age.
She looks great for her age.
She's hotter than any other first lady that we have ever had.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you guys watch the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so it's like Kevin Spacey and her are like the main characters. Like they drive the storyline?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you found out that you got paid less money, all the cards she has to pull, no pun intended, is either pay me the equal amount or I walk, and then you're going to have to try and explain this to the thousands.
But they did pay her.
They did pay her. That's my point.
But she didn't have to read statistics or anything. All she had to say is, pay me.
Joe, what season are you on?
I'd seen all but the current one.
Okay, so you know at the end of the last season that you saw, she said she's going to divorce him and leaves?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that's because there was a money dispute and they set that up in case she didn't come back. Because it makes sense that that's why they kept it so hush-hush. And then they gave her the money because they realized, you know, that they needed her.
So now without giving too much away, in the new season, do they kind of just leave that storyline alone? Do they even?
No. They explain everything.
Don't you worry.
The latest season is the best season.
Don't worry.
For sure. And I've seen.
You keep telling me that. I keep forgetting.
It's very,
very
good.
I was like, I could take it or leave it.
I know. But this one, I agreed. I agree with that. But
hang
this
in
one,
there,
fucking
Joe.
Amazing this
Hang
season.
Hang in there, buddy.
Very, very good.
You'll be satisfied at the end.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Isn't it ridiculous that what's happening on House of Cards seems more realistic than what's happening like for real in the elections? It's crazy.
I'd prefer watching House of Cards over Trump and Hillary Clinton any day.
Well, I don't know about you, but I know that Bernie Sanders supporters are losing their fucking minds.
I thought he was out months ago.
And
he's back in Bernie form.
He was speaking, was it in Nevada or something? And they were protesting something and they started Bernie supporters started throwing chairs and screaming at people like maniacs. Yeah.
Well, probably because it wasn't their chairs, so they didn't feel bad throwing them.
That's pretty
cool. I got to open myself up for ridicule at one of the Pearl Jam concerts. I went to two in a row, as you know. Mm-hmm. And the song Wishlist, Eddie Vedder sang.
And this one goes out to kind of cousin Joe.
He actually feels like feel the burn. Feel the burn.
Oh, did feel the burn? Oh, no. Because he likes to meander between songs from what I've seen.
No, but it was in the song. No. He was singing Feel the Burn.
Again, ew. Like when you go to a Pearl Jam show.
I know.
No, when you go to a Pearl Jam show, I already think everyone expects you might
it's
get
expected,
in between songs, but not in the song, dude.
I know. That was the thing.
Like, it's another thing if in between songs you go, corporations are terrible, even though my album's exclusive at Target.
Which song?
Like, I get it.
Which song did he ruin?
It was Wishlist.
Oh.
Wishlist.
Sorry. I thought you were saying about something else. I didn't realize it was the title of the song.
I can't with any of this. Like, I've checked out with all the politics stuff. I'm just checked out. I can't anymore.
I don't feel like they're going to tell me anything interesting.
I have no idea what's going on. Don't want to know.
No. I don't want to hear it.
I've checked out. I don't care.
It's all ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Do you know what part of the song he did it?
It was towards the end, and I'm trying to remember what it. You know, it's probably on YouTube. Just search Pearl Jam, Madison Square Garden.
Mitch says more like Eddie, not better.
I bet there's a clip of him doing it.
This isn't a good song either.
Yeah, well, it's overrated. I'll give you that much.
You love the word overrated.
I do. But on
who's
the album,
rating everything in your head?
Me? Well, I guess you're rating it yourself, right?
The rating scale on Joe just seems a little bit off. Like
it's not off. Like, Joe is
saying I'm retarded.
No, I'm saying
your scale, you're dialed up a little too much, and that's why you think everything's overrated.
He has high standards.
I do.
He has very high standards. I mean, don't judge him by the women he has had sex with, but outside of that, he has high standards.
What was the thing you were most impressed with in the last 2 weeks?
That he didn't have herpes.
What's something you were like, that was awesome?
The last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's not far enough. You have to be the last two decades.
The last month. In the last month, what was something that you were like, wow, this is cool?
The Pearl Jam concert.
Cunt ramming awesome.
So the thing that was cool was something from the 90s.
It didn't happen in the 90s. It happened May 1st and 2nd.
I know. I get it. Was it a good concert, though?
Why did I expect anything different than Pearl Jam to be the answer?
Awesome.
I was just totally expecting to be something else, and Pearl Jam was still the answer.
Yeah, no matter what you ask him, the answer is Pearl Jam.
It's always
crazy. Yeah. It just happened in 2 weeks.
Hey, what do you like to make your sandwiches with?
Pearl Jam.
Oh. Didn't realize they had that type of jelly out there.
Hey, what's your favorite mid-90s basketball game? NBA Pearl Jam?
It's ridiculous.
That wasn't good?
It's ridiculous.
That was good.
What do you mean it's ridiculous?
All your answers are Pearl Jam.
It happened 2 weeks ago.
How is that possible?
What's your favorite type of crushed up stone?
Like Stone Gossard, the guitarist?
No,
Pearl Jam.
Such a stupid name.
It's like that old saying, swines before Pearl Jam.
Why weren't you able to buy that necklace? Pearl Jam.
Oh, the Pearl Jammed. That's true. That sucks.
I'm assuming that remember that cartoon / game Earl and Toe Jam?
Yeah.
Pearl Jam
and
Earl.
I always think of that.
Earl and Poe.
Is that what it was? Toe Jam and Earl?
Pearl Jam and Earl.
Pearl Jam and Earl.
Maul just said Joe is the Forrest Gump of Pearl Jam.
He's more like the Bubba. Like, he's naming all those. He can name all the fucking Pearl Jam songs.
Jam, Pearl Jelly. Pearl Flow.
Alive. Jeremy. Black.
Pearl
Garden.
Reserves.
Daughter.
Pearl Jam Uncut, Pearl Jam Live in Concert, Pearl Jam Live in Central Park,
Pearl Jam Deep Track,
Pearl Jam Jam Band.
I knew this was going to happen Pearl when Jam I brought it up, but songs. I brought it up anyway.
It's still great.
Pearl Jam Live at Red Rocks.
I love this. Oh, God, you need to open your own fucking Pearl Jam shrimp place now. Or actually, it should be clams, so you call it Pearl Clams.
No, I'll call it Pearl Jam, but it'll have like jams and preserves.
Oh, yeah, start your own jam store. And you only sell jam.
Actually, I was thinking
Jam Sessions.
I was thinking they have one of those live oysters where you can shuck them to see if you find a pearl inside of them.
Hey, you know how we always do the Hard Rock food and the Planet Hollywood food? What would be a Pearl Jam named dish at the Hard Rock? Because you know they always name it after things.
Grass-fed, non-corporate beef.
Yeah, but no. We need to be a name from a song or like from their album.
Oh, shit, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Yellow, Lead, Better, and Cheese.
No, that doesn't make sense.
John likes to dive headfirst into things.
No one else was saying anything. Yeah, damn,
cheese. I'm actually thinking.
I'm trying to.
John just added cheese to a song. Even wait, flow wait, with wait, cheese.
Flow deli.
How about better Ruben. Ham for a hamburger?
I like that.
Jack, cheese,
better ham. Spoken. Better ham is good. So can't find a better ham.
Better ham.
Sorry.
You're welcome.
Glad I brought it up.
But anyway, now's a good time to talk about corporate subsidies, right?
Cheese is a good weapon.
No.
Where? Oh, where could my waitress be?
Oh, it was a cover song.
Western Echo wants to know what you cook for Thanksgiving. Pearl Yam?
Nice. Mitch says he was late at the top of work this morning because he was in a traffic Pearl Jam.
No, that's not true. I think he's lying. That's a terrible.
I had to go to the doctor because I Pearl Jammed my front toe. Ooh.
That's the worst.
I want better ham with Given to Fries.
Oh, God.
No?
That's fine. That'll work.
I'm trying to think of it.
Okay, let's.
Well, the song is called Given to Fly. It's actually pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
See?
You got one.
See? I did it. I did the thing.
Are you looking up?
Are you looking up Pearl Jam songs? Be honest.
Be.
Are you looking
there's
up
no
Pearl
way,
Jam songs?
There's
right?
no way she knows Given a Fly.
I've
you
heard it.
Are looking at a list.
I heard it, but I also had to look up songs to remember which songs Pearl Jam wrote. Mm-hmm. So I have these. Did it on my own.
Uh huh.
All right. Let's go to the another story here. Man impersonates officer to get names of employees at Hooters.
Maybe you didn't say it right. It's Ossifer.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry. Man impersonates Ossifer to get names of Hooters women.
Well, I learned on my show they don't give them out easily.
No, they don't.
They don't really let them come to the phone when you ask for them.
And for people that have such low dignity, you think they would, you know?
I know.
Like, come on. Please, stop pretending. You work at Hooters.
Listen, yeah, Hooters has
Hooters
strong...
isn't a thing like it used to be.
Hooters has a strong HR department. You guys don't even know.
All right, here it is. I got the video. It's better.
A man is accused of impersonating a police officer to get the names of women at a popular.
He's 12.
Yeah, hold on. Let's look at this back up. See his picture.
Mid-Michigan restaurant.
Police say he was already violating his probation when he told the restaurant that he was an undercover officer looking for.
Hi, I'm a female body inspector.
That's probably what he said, and they just like they're so dumb.
How many of them fell for it? How many of them fell for it before a manager came and goes? What are you doing? Yes, Marie.
Yeah.
You know what's kind of...
This is a female body inspector.
You know what's kind of funny about Google Images? Mm. If you Google Hooters waitress, you'll get some set of images. And if you put hot Hooters waitress, it gives you a completely different set of images. I feel like that's a little misogynistic.
All right, let's keep on.
Suspects.
His story was convincing enough to get some names of waitresses at the Saginaw Hooters. And Terry knew tonight we learned what the real police found.
Way to flub it, news broadcaster. Hey. And by the way, what microphone do they give him? A talk boy? Like, it sounds terrible.
I was going to say, it's very roomy microphone. In there. There's no deadening going on in the room. It's all wood floors.
My favorite thing is, and I know it's everybody, because everybody here has dealt with it. I know you have, Joe, too. Don't you love news stations' personal video players instead of using YouTube?
Oh, my God.
Never buffer right. The sound, audio quality, they'll go from whispering to, hey, Bob! Jesus.
Yeah. It's even more troubling.
Sometimes in one channel only.
Yes.
It's right, Matt. They found something that could easily be used to tie women up. Now, the man had...
Rope?
Wait, what?
Yeah, what?
Okay,
how do we get to this?
Officer, looking for
suspects. I want to see how he makes this connection.
Okay, I backed it up. Let's see.
His story was convincing enough to get some names of waitresses at the Saginaw Hooters. And Terry knew tonight we learned what the real police found in that man's backpack is even more troubling. That's right, the man. They found something that could easily be used to tie women up. Now, the man had already walked away from himself.
But what is it? Let's guess, because I don't know.
A wedding ring.
I'm gonna guess a bag. This is
funny, Marie. Go ahead.
Oh no, we lost Joel.
That was very funny, Marie. Jesus Christ! A wedding ring.
Stupid.
Go ahead.
What?
Can I play
it? Took me a second, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
While serving probation for arson and malicious destruction of property. Investigators.
Okay, first off. Look at this guy's baby face. Look at him.
Yeah, but I like John's impression of that news anchor. Say it again, John.
Investigating.
Go ahead, play it.
Talking to the mic a little more, John. You're a little low.
With the Saginaw County Sheriff's Department. Okay.
You got to back it up. I got to hear him again now. I'm
sure,
sorry.
Sure.
We learned what the real police found in that man's backpack is even more troubling. That's right, Matt. They found something that could easily be used to tie women up. Now, the man had already walked away from a facility while serving probation for arson and malicious destruction of property. Investigators with a set.
Is that the same reporter?
No, it's just like a third guy.
Okay. Can I say that
not the anchor, it's not the guy they threw it to, it's someone else.
I'm going
to
apologize for everything I said about local news stations that previously, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have so many moments of hilarity.
A lot of entertainment.
They are so bad.
It's so much fun to make fun of.
I have to at least one more time. Just
we
one
learned
more.
What
please.
The real police found in that
here's
man's
the problem
backpack
with these stupid fucking players. When you try to back it up like
one second, it goes like 30.
Like 3 seconds.
I know.
It goes back 30.
It's so annoying.
Even more troubling. That's right, Matt. They found something that could easily be used to tie women up.
Well, to be fair, that's because they're probably hosting the video on E-Bombs World.
The man had already walked away from a facility while serving probation for arson and malicious destruction of property. Investigators with the Saginaw County Sheriff's Department say 18-year-old Nicholas Fust walked into the Hooters in Cotchville Township on Thursday night, sat down at the bar, and told an employee he was an undercover police officer.
I have a feeling that this person's impersonating a reporter because they don't sound old enough to be a reporter.
You guys get me. I'm Slow Loris, and that's my new part-time.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Slow Loris is back.
Like him.
Officer.
He wasn't getting any more royalties from hippo juice.
For suspects in a crime he was investigating and needed the names of employees at the restaurant. Fuss was apparently convincing or intimidating enough.
This gentleman was intimidating.
That guy is not intimidating.
I was going to say, they just use the word intimidating.
Yeah, I'm going to see. Here, I'll post the picture in the chat room for you,
John.
Holy
shit.
And that for everybody else so they could see it. Control.
He looks every bit of 18.
There you go.
Every bit.
The fucking
he looks every
sucker.
Bit of what a cop does not look like.
That an employee wrote down several names and
he really, you know what he looks like? Remember in Breaking Bad when they caught Badger?
Oh, I get it. It's my big ears, isn't it?
The young cop. Really? Flowers by Duke?
Gave the list to Fust. He then left the restaurant on his mode of transportation.
A skateboard.
Well, keep playing.
Skateboard, but returned a short time later. Police say he then showed the employee the list with most of the names crossed off, but two were circled. Workers got suspicious, called 911, and deputies arrived while Frost was still at the restaurant. Investigators say they found zip ties
around?
Like these in his dumb bag. Fuck.
They found zip ties in his bag.
Oh, that was going to be my guess before Marie said wedding ring.
Which
that's
can't
not
be
tying
used.
Someone up. That's just having zip ties.
How old is this person again?
18.
Wait, did he have some names crossed out
hold
and some
on.
Names circled because he was playing Dutch, MASH with the Hooters waitresses?
Wait, I'm not going to let Dutch's rapist comment just go away.
What was your excuse?
Who
for
walks around with zip ties when you're 18 in your backpack? I didn't.
I have a bag of zip ties in the back of my truck.
Are you 18?
Okay, so it's like a tool bag, right?
Yeah.
You have other tools in there. Like
this guy was on... Was
tool
in
bag, his, rape kit, what's the difference?
It was in his backpack and he skateboarded home.
Yeah.
This guy wasn't going to use it.
With a list of Hooters waitresses.
Yeah, circles.
That's so misleading. Just having...
No, dude.
Having
misleading.
Easily tie someone up. If you had an extra pair of shoestrings in your back backpack, just because you need shoestrings every once in a while.
But they weren't shoestrings.
There's a difference.
Zip ties. That,
no, dude. Zip
no,
ties.
No,
no.
I'm sorry.
Big of a deal.
There, and you know me. I'm the
yes,
first one. I'm the first one yeah, to say the
did.
News overblows things. If he had a ball of yarn, I would agree with you. But yeah. These are zip ties. Yeah. Dude. Zip ties.
Have you guys never used zip ties before?
Yes, we
he's
have.
18.
But not at 18. Like, not after fucking circling Hooters waitresses and skateboarding away. And pretending to be a cop.
That's such a non-part to the story.
What are
for
you
me.
Talking? That is the part.
That is the part.
Part of this. Okay, so he wanted names, and he circled left and came back. He technically the only
he was picking out which Hooters waitress he was going to tie up with his fucking zip ties.
How was he going to get him away on a skateboard? He didn't have a car.
Well, no,
what
he's
going to do with them.
He's going to zip tie them to the skateboard.
Yeah, in all fairness, what was he going to do with the names?
I think just
find
just
their addresses. Well, I don't, who knows?
That's what I was saying, John. Was he playing a game of MASH with them? I'm going to make out with Jessica in the library.
And deputies arrived while...
Dutch, I'm sorry. John, either turn your stand up or talk into the mic, bro, because
yeah,
we can barely hear you.
Eating the microphone. Literally.
Now you are. Now it sounds like you are.
Turn up your stand a little bit on Skype.
Just
investigators say they found zip ties like these in his backpack, which can be used as a makeshift handcuff. Fust has been charged with impersonating a police officer and molesting or disturbing workers. Yolin Hollingsworth.
Well, there's a big difference there. You might want to pick one.
Molesting or disturbing?
There is a difference.
Yeah, one or the other. We can't tell.
Molesting or hugging.
So if I like shoot a bunch of you know crows out of the park, I was either molesting or disturbing the ducks. Like
the kid was either molesting a Hooters waitress or helping an old lady cross the street. I'm not quite sure.
We don't know. We don't know which one it was.
That's such a broad spectrum.
Regional manager for Hooters and declined to comment on the incident, but did say the safety and security of all of our employees is our top priority for us in the restaurant.
Is it, though? Is it really?
The top priority is to have hot boobies.
Yeah.
Distracting.
Have you guys ever impersonated a law officer or anything like that?
No, but I bet you have.
What the fuck kind of question is that?
I impersonated
How long ago?
Security guard so I could get down in the pit at Warped Tour.
That's not an officer. That's a security guard. They're barely people.
They're not deputized.
Yeah, that's hourly.
No, I was able to get backstage. I had this like badge.
Did you wear the black shirt that said security on the back?
No. I just had this lanyard badge from the year. It was zip tied, oddly enough.
So I had my tools.
And I was able to like get in and out of backstage areas, just acting like I was a security guard.
You know, other girls can do that just by showing their tits.
Have those?
This is true.
Oh my god,
groupies! Though.
Hold on, I'm trying to find my keyboard because there's so many zip ties on it because I just have them around.
Boobies.
Look, Dutch, I agree with you, and I agree that people overblow stuff, but why would this kid have zip ties?
There's no rational reason. There's no excuse.
There's plenty of reasons to have zip ties for
name
any, like,
one.
Home.
For an 18-year-old.
For an 18-year-old. 18-year-old, name one.
Who's
maybe
impersonating
the
a cop?
Skateboard. We're
who's
coming
impersonating
loose.
A cop?
Impersonating a cop.
I'm not saying he's not an idiot. Don't get me wrong. He's a complete moron.
No, the use for zip ties for an 18-year-old kid impersonating a cop.
I just think that's
give me one.
Just,
give me one reason.
I'm not saying he needed to impersonate a cop. I'm saying he probably decided to impersonate a cop, and he just so happened to have zip ties from the...
What do you mean he just so happened?
Listen,
what do you mean he just so happened?
Dutch.
I'm not getting into this with you.
Okay, first off, this isn't making a murderer.
That's my point.
But if
it's
it
not.
But
he's
if
an idiot kid.
But if it were...
Of course he
if
is,
it
but.
Was.
But if it were, any lawyer could argue that scratching off names, pretending to be a cop and circling it, then you could easily tie in zip ties to go his intent was to do something bad. Any lawyer worth half a shit.
Do you understand how like the law works? No, that's not how lawyers argue shit, you dummy.
Really?
Why would they even bring that? Dude, he's going to get told for impersonating a cop. That's a felony in and of itself. The zip tie thing had nothing to do with it.
We're not saying he should get arrested because he had zip ties on him. We're saying you don't see the correlation?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it sounds like...
Sure, it's potentially... It could be a correlation there, but it's such a stretch.
It's not a stretch.
Shane,
if he handcuffed the girls, what was he going
to
do?
He didn't get a chance to.
Shane in the chat room says the laces on his skate shoes ripped, and he zip tied his shoe to his feet.
You could use it for any number of things. He might be a handy kid around the house, and just
a
so
handy
happen to have a
kid.
Handy kids don't impersonate cops.
Joe,
we're actually having this fucking discussion. He could
yes,
have come
we are.
Back
yes,
from
we are.
Home Depot and went. Ooh, Hooters, boobs.
An 18-year-old kid on a skateboard coming from Home Depot?
What happened? He came home.
This is what happens. He knows he was there.
No, I know. I was there.
Look at his face. He's not handy. He's stupid.
Look at his face. Does he look like someone that's ever used a screwdriver in his life?
Yeah, or ever goes to Home Depot? Ever?
Exactly. So his mom sent him out.
You mean exactly?
No, that doesn't make sense.
His mom sent him out, or his dad did. He didn't have a car, went to Home Depot. This is what happened. This is actually what happened. I actually have the inside scoop. He got the tie, threw his bag, was driving back home. He was driving or skating back home, and saw that and was like, oh yeah, that one girl, I forget her name. Like, I really want to friend her on Facebook, or maybe I saw her on Tinder.
Or zip tie her up.
I'm gonna go and see if I can't get the names. And he probably started asking, and then they looked at him and went, why are you asking for names? I am an undercover agent. And then he just made that up and then just kept going with it. And then, you know, didn't find any of their names on Facebook, and then came back. And by that point, they arrested him. And then his mom never got the zip tie.
Here's what I think. I think he's
fucking theory I've heard of.
I think he's
probably better than yours.
I think he's a creepy dude who's probably murdered cats before and was getting ready to move and to escalate. That's what it was. He was escalating, and they happened to catch him before some bimbo's head showed up in his backpack next to his zip ties that he used to fix his imaginary tools. Yes.
I think I think what happened was he was eating at a Hooters about a week ago, and his waitress was giving him handyman tips that he forgot exactly she said. Oh, he got the zip ties, but then forgot the next step, and he was trying to figure out how to call her to ask what he did next.
I'm so stupid. Why don't we think of that? That makes the most sense out of everything that's been said.
Now I understand.
Now we get it. John, your theory?
His interaction with the Hooters waitress was sitting next to him, so he actually thought that she had a connection with him.
By the way,
he goes, "Hey, can I get some mozzarella sticks?" And I was wondering, who is the name of that girl that was waitering me yesterday?
Me?
I don't mean it's. Oh, it's okay. I'm an undercover cop.
Yeah, John, I'm just amazed the story didn't end with a model airplane being broken over someone's head. All right, we're going to go to break.
That's what the zip ties are for.
That's what the zip ties are. Just go to break. Go to break.
Assholes. Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zunes, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio!
Hey, boys and girls. Do you like movies? Do you like talking about movies and giving your opinion about every little thing that makes you mad and happy and excited and pissed off? Well, Chris Whetton.
Yes, sir.
I like talking about movies, and I like talking about movies with you. Listen to the Untitled Movie Podcast exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Saturday. It's 9 o'clock. What you want to do? You want to go fucking play outside? But sometime outside is snowing. And sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to play outside. Well, then on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Doc. Rorschach and Doc, come on, morelikeradio.com. Every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a good show where Rorschach is a fat man and Doc is a fat man and they are silly together and it's crazy. I don't like them. Okay, bye.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, hey, Doc. I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you doing?
Your exercise?
Yeah.
I'm doing my Kegels.
All right, let's start again.
All right. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up, man?
Hey, you check out the new show. No, fuck. Sorry, let's try that again. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up?
You ever sitting around bored on a Monday night and you're like, holy shit, it's fucking 9 p.m. Eastern on a Monday. What are you going to do?
I'm going to cut it on More Like Radio is what I'm going to do, Doc.
Yeah, and then you're going to hear the Spruce Goose podcast.
Doc, I think it's the Loose News.
Yes, with Ian and Shannon. Check out the Bruce Cruise podcast.
That's Loose News, Doc. Now, come on.
The Loose Goosey Goose Goose podcast.
The Loose News, I believe the name is.
Ian and Shannon chatting with each other. They're funny. And the goddamn Poos Poos. Right?
It's the Loose News, Doc, and Shannon's easy on the eyes.
Yeah, so is Ian, if I don't say so myself. He looks like a goddamn swarthy Tony Stark. Spruce Goose.
Loose News.
I got it. Loose News? Oh, it's Loose News. Okay. Loose News, 9 p.m. Mondays.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Okay, Titus, so Carol Doberman will be interviewing you from the studio.
Okay. Good evening, Carol. Carol! Carol, no! Okay, got it. Red leather, yellow leather, red, yellow leather, leather.
Oh, okay. So we're scheduled to go on in about 3 minutes, so just sit tight and I'll count you in when we're ready.
Gonna be famous. Gonna be on TV. Gonna be famous, soaring on the wings of my dreams.
I'm joined now by a friend of one of the women, Titus Andromedon. Mr. Andromedon, can you hear me?
I'm gonna be rich, gonna buy a real belt, and burn off my skin tags.
We're having a little trouble with the audio.
Gonna be immortal, gotta date with eternity. Once I am famous, I'll never be alone. I'll have so many friends. My anti-machine will need a longer tape.
Moron, you're on the air.
No, 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 no. Oh, Carol. Oh, no. Why? I want to start over. I want to be a baby.
Can you hear me now, Mr. Andromedon?
Don't say my name! And don't show my face! My face!
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show, 954-573-2780. That's Grizz again, by the way, if you're curious who this is playing right now. He's going to be a, they're going to be at Bonnaroo.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Welcome to the second hour. Yeah, they're pretty cool horn section. Second hour.
For anyone watching me on Facebook Live, they're saying that they liked listening to our dialogue during the commercial break. Yeah, you don't usually hear the dialogue during the commercial
break. That's true. So they got the behind the scenes stuff. It's pretty crazy.
I don't even get to hear that.
No. Yeah,
no, you don't.
Me neither.
Jealous. But,
jelly.
Jelly.
It wasn't that interesting.
It wasn't riveting.
It was not riveting, I promise. So, welcome back. Again, for those just tuning in, we have Joe Coletta from the Cousin Joe Show joining us tonight. And the rest of the squad. Is that what we're supposed to call ourselves now?
We're called the Squidod.
We're not the squad?
Flip mode. Flip mode is in the Squidod.
Hey, guys. What are your squad goals?
Is the plural form for hippos just hippos? Or do they have a weird name like a murder of crows?
A murder
like a slaughter of
by the way,
hippos or
a slaughter.
Like that.
I don't know what this conversation is.
Can I say a slaughter of hippos sounds like the most terrifying thing in the world?
Sounds like so much carnage.
Yeah, just a slaughter of hippos.
It's like, oh, what happened?
There's just so many dead hippos. You gotta laugh. All right, let's go ahead and move on.
Get
here.
To the second hour.
Hippopotami.
Sort of like octopi.
Wait, what was that song that we discovered that we should have discovered 8 years ago that we discovered like 2 weeks ago? Oh, what? I want to be a hip. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
I got it. Hold on.
Can you find that one, Dutch?
I got it.
It's like the oldest song in forever. And we're like, hey, has anyone ever heard this song before?
I want a
this
hippopotamus
one.
For Christmas.
So annoying.
I played this years ago during Christmas time.
Yeah, you probably did. But we've done this for so many years, we forget the things that we said.
I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy.
Why do you know that?
Why don't you know that?
I have the. I don't know. Why are you asking me these things?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I ask why. Try but dry.
Hippopotami is the correct plural.
Hippopotam were.
All right. Well, why don't we move on to the next story here?
Okay. Should we go serious or should we go funny?
Well, I'll get the next one if you want. You the one after that. Woman marches through Target with Bible protesting bathroom policy. I have video.
Okay. Video proof that she's fat?
She is fat. That is correct.
How long is her braid?
Very, very.
Does she have a loyalty card?
I don't know, but she has 12 children. So here we go.
Oh, no. It's my mom.
Attention Target customers. Do not. Displays that they love mothers and children. This is a deception. This is not love.
Her kids are proud.
Dude, if anyone not watching the video, she's walking down the aisle. When you look at her family, don't they look like the hills have eyes?
Their heads are down. They're embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to be there.
No. They hate their mom.
I think they're embarrassed. I think you're right.
They hate their mom.
That kid on the left, he's probably like in his teens. His head's down. Oh, Lord.
Okay. That's. Oh, God. Okay.
I feel like
that's how it is there, Dutch. Think about how it is at home.
Yeah, like I want to go up to the kids and be like, "Do you need help?"
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. You know, it's easy to immediately go and say they're all a bunch of weirdos, but for these kids, like this
they have no choice.
This is all they know.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can't blame kids. They're raised in that type of environment where they think that it's okay to just shout and target customers.
I apologize. I wasn't paying attention because I was looking up something. What is she yelling about again?
She's at Target talking about the Bible.
Oh, the bathroom thing. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So.
Have you believe with their Mother's Day displays that they love mothers and children? This is a deception. This is not love, and they've proven it by opening their bathrooms to perverted men.
Yep, That's a sound argument.
That's what they did. That's exactly what they did.
They that were. Was
women can be perverts too.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
Target was waging a war on Mother's Day by allowing men that identify as women to use the women's restroom.
No, excuse me. They're just ladies that happen to have cocks.
Exactly. And by the way, dating one doesn't make you gay. That's for sure.
Mm. Nope.
That's for sure.
Well, I'll let you know when it happens. It's bound to happen sooner or later. I'm headed down that path.
Maybe not date. Maybe not
track
date.
Record.
But getting,
you know,
but getting a blammer jammer from one, that's nothing bad with that.
I'm sorry, a what?
Blammer jammer.
A blammer jammer.
Blowjob.
I don't like it either, Joe. I've tried to get them to stop saying it for years.
I mean,
BJ, what? Blammer jammer.
Or hammer jammer, which is a hand job.
Right, let's play more. I'm a mother of 12, and I'm very disgusted by this.
No, you're very disgusting.
Yeah.
You're very disgusting.
What is she holding up? A Bible?
A Bible. She's holding up a Bible.
Oh, God, I hate her. Oh, my God. And her fucking floral print shirt.
And I'm very disgusted by this wicked practice. Target does not protect
I bet she rapes a toilet or two.
You know what's great, though? She's talking to an empty hallway. So far, this footage, there is no one around. She's walking. Is this like 5 minutes before closing
there's
time?
No one there.
She's preaching to no one.
How about you go to like the checkout line where people are probably there?
Yes. She's walking towards the bathroom. There's no one around.
There's nothing wrong
really
with that.
Through, you know?
There's nothing wrong with that. Preaching the good book of the good word in a
Pastor
Target.
Royce, you want appearance
per show.
I approve, and I'll explain why I approve. It's very, very simple. Sometimes I go preaching down on the turnpike. There's these rest areas that have holes in there, and I call them preaching holes. And
you preach through the holes?
I preach through the holes.
I'm not sure if that's how the Lord wants you to deliver his message.
Well, no, praise I guess Jesus. The better question is, like, how do you preach? Like, what
I open my mouth.
Oh, okay. Oh, I wasn't
and
sure.
I put it on the hole.
On the hole.
Right. And what they do is they insert their sins inside my mouth and I take them in and forgive them. And sometimes it feels so real. It feels like real sin is entering my mouth.
I think Pastor Royce needs to get his stomach pumped.
And then they squirt all their delicious sin inside of me and I take it in and I forgive them. I forgive them.
Those sins were delicious.
I heard that they're salty and warm.
That's right, just like tears.
Wow.
They kind of smell like bleach if you let them dry, I guess.
Oh, you guess.
Anyway, you know what? That's what the devil does. He tries to change my message. I'm agreeing with this woman. Gertrude and
I was
going
to say, and I'm not sure how this relates to this insane fat woman in a hospital gown that walking around with her kids.
Yeah.
Bible.
Sometimes Gertrude and I go into local Bennigan's and we talk about the Lord. Now, it's odd because Bennigan's has been closed for about 10 years.
Right, but you'd be preaching to the same amount of people as she is. No one.
And guess what, Joe? When you're with when the Jesus is in your heart, you're never alone.
That's true. You at least have three people, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Have you heard about that poem about walking along the sand?
Oh, I thought it was Walking on the Sun.
Yeah, that was a good poem song.
Smash Mouth song.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the pastor thinks you're playing with him because I know for a fact that the Bible verse goes, I was walking along the sand and I saw one set of footprints and then a sand monster from Beetlejuice came out and he ate me. Leviticus 3:14.
I don't think he does the verse.
Now makes sense.
Who's the pastor?
You are.
Thank you,
sir.
When I need advice about being a sinner, I'll be like, hey, Joel, I need advice about being a sinner.
Okay.
Well.
Nailed you.
But you're agreeing with this awful woman?
Absolutely.
Message? Okay.
Sometimes some of the best things have been started by marches.
She's not really marching so much as, you know, trotting around.
Yeah, but
waddling with her children,
she
embarrassing
has 12
them,
children after her, so that I think constitutes as a march.
I don't think it does.
Oh, do
and
they
I
have
think
to be
one
in
of the
sync?
Poor kids is being forced to film it.
Poor child.
Children, more likely.
Mothers, get your children out of this store. Mothers, have enough decency to get out of this store.
There's no one there. Oh, there's one guy. But he's not a mother.
Does anybody shut her up?
She really picked the
worst. There's
no
one there to shut her up, John. There's literally no one.
I believe nature will shut her up when she gets winded. She looks like she gets winded easily. Hey, I'll tell you where she's not walking towards: the athletic department.
I would have to refrain from every urge to just get behind her while she's recording and go.
Wait, but you know what? That just made me think.
That would ruin it for her.
Is it one of the kids that's, or is it just like someone that, you know, saw this and decided
to film?
It would
have to be one of the kids.
Taking the video?
I would think so. If all 12 are there, she's obviously forcing all of them to do this little like trick. Can you imagine what the conversation was on the way there?
Can you imagine
the pep talk?
Yeah.
Just imagine.
We're doing this for God.
Imagine when that little kid is like 35 and he's speaking to his therapist about why he's afraid to step inside any restaurant or shopping center that has red in the logo.
Right. But that's true. You know, you're messing around, but they really are ruining, they're ruining children's brains.
Completely.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, Brother Kevin says, you have to tap the foot in the stall to accept his confession. I guess you've been to my confession before, Kevin. Let's go. Let's move on.
What Target has done is very hateful. It's hateful towards families. It's hateful towards mothers. It's hateful towards children. America, when are you going to wake up?
How?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. This is Rage's new album.
Oh.
I apologize. I got the videos mixed up.
Did the countdown end?
Zach let himself go.
America, when you gonna wake up? I mean, doesn't that sound like if Zach De La Rocha was screaming that, it would be a Rage Against the Machine song.
I think she sounds better than Zach.
Good point.
It almost sounded like people were telling her to shut up at this point.
Well, she does have a new song coming out called "Killing in the Name of Fudge." Yeah. And
fuck you, Target. Really I poo edgy. Where you tell me.
Fuck you. I poo where you tell me.
Gonna stand up for the right things, America. Are you gonna let the devil rape your children, America?
What?
Yeah.
Well, when did I hear that right?
When men are pooping in women's bathrooms, devils are fucking America. I see the correlation.
The right things, America. Are you gonna let the devil rape your children, America?
Uh huh.
It's time to stand up and have a voice.
Okay.
Instead of bowing to the homosexual.
By the way, again, "Devil Rape Your Children," great Lamb of God song, right?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Before you went down to Georgia.
Well, first off, you're right, Joe. The devil's too busy giving away golden fiddles for some reason.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he has time.
With this nonsense.
Yeah. He's a professional fiddler.
What the fuck does he care about bats?
Yeah. What the fuck does the fucking Lucifer give a shit about that? He's down in fucking Georgia, fucking for some reason losing fiddle contests with hillbillies.
Stupidest song.
It was
written.
So dumb, right?
Yes, but it makes more sense on what this woman is saying.
You know what? You're right.
I agree.
Oh. Sexual perverted agenda that's taking over this nation.
No.
You need to run.
Oh, she's getting retorts.
I wouldn't spend a penny of my money here.
She's starting to fucking eat her out, man.
Technically, she did spend gas money to drive there.
I wouldn't. First off, let's be straight. I wouldn't spend a cent of my EBT there because that's really what's happening. Come on.
The worst part is that she's tromping her children through.
I agree. By the way,
those poor fuckers.
Once again, I'm a big.
That is hard to watch.
I'm a big.
Dude, look how young that fucking girl is, and look how she. It's almost like she doesn't even know where she is. Or why she's there.
Why do you need to bring your kids? Like, if you just want to go do it, you and your husband.
Dude, it's the same reason the fucking Jehovah's Witness bring their kids around when they knock on your door.
Do you want.
So you can't, or you feel guilty about being shitty and, you know.
Yeah, do you want strippers? Because that's how you make strippers. Because that's what you're making strippers. Yes.
Oh, that
if
little
girl. You
want
your
grow
girl
up
to be a
fucking
huge,
suck everything.
For real.
If you want your daughters to be big fans of anal, this is what you do.
Now, joking aside, if you talk to strippers, like you always hear the story. My mom was really religious wouldn't let me leave the house.
Dude, I've talked about it before. Just growing up at parties, there's two girls. First to take their tits out after two beers, grew up in the most religious. You know, environment and the most, what do you call it? What you just said. Yeah. And that's all it takes. That's the recipe.
Yep. It is. It 100%. You're right. It is like a recipe that you add those ingredients, you always get it.
Spend a penny of my money here. This is wicked. This is confusion. This is twisted. This is
She's from Boston?
Side of God,
Whoa. It just got...
What the hell just happened?
Whoa.
I know.
Someone's screaming at her to leave.
What did he say?
No, let me back it up. Hold on. There was three other dudes who were in the group, adults.
Behind the camera person.
And they were screaming
And they got
as
the
well.
Balls to yell as they were 2 inches
from the
door.
As they were walking out, right.
Literally 2 inches from the fucking exit door. Then they start yelling.
I feel like they were probably yelling, but the camera's pointed towards Fatso.
With how loud, it would have picked them up.
That fucking
they
woman.
They were just faggots.
Yeah, back up a little bit.
That woman put her children in a spot where strangers are going to yell at them.
By the way, the video is pretty good considering she recorded in what I assume was a Motorola Razor.
Fusion! This is twisted! This is...
Don't get it twisted, kid.
Oh, it's the people that work there screaming at her. I think they were being... Yeah. Look.
No, yeah, I think Dutch is right.
You just play it all the way through. And
well,
then
you were the one talking
it.
Over it the first
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you started talking over.
Yeah, dude. I was
trying to listen.
Got to that point I was making a joke.
Well, don't do
jokes. Those were employees?
Yeah. Those look like employees.
All right, hold on. I'll back there. Yeah, it's definitely Target employees.
But I heard Wicked Target. I think Dutch is right.
Yeah, no. You're right.
I think there's guys in the
some,
group.
Guys in the group said
a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, they did. Somebody I couldn't hear. One of the Target employees yelled something at them, and then he yelled that back. Let me back it up a bit. Let's see if we can figure out what they're saying.
This is confusion. This is twisted. This is abominable in the sight of God. Repent.
Think of God.
There is no deciphering that.
Yeah, no, there isn't.
Let's hear it for Wicked Target.
I thought he said, repent, Wicked Target, repent. And then he said it a third time before he walked out. That guy who's on the camera right now.
You think they would get mad if you walked in with a boombox and started playing the conga song and just started congaing behind them?
No.
And just ruined their whole thing?
No.
Okay, like you say congaing.
Yeah, you say weird.
Well, I say like a Spanish person.
Congo Galunga.
Stop being Spanish.
Sorry.
Target!
Oh, yeah, that's him.
The Target.
But again, lack of balls. He did
right.
This,
wait till
I
the
agree.
Last second.
Fucking
right till the fucking
pussy.
Motion detector picked up the fact that he was in front of the door to slide it open. Then he opened his
what
mouth.
What a fucking pussy.
Wait, so he was with her or he was?
Yeah, he was with her. He was with her. Yeah. There was two guys, I think two or three, not counting the children, two or three grown men with her.
Looked like it, yeah.
Yeah.
But it had to have been Target employees that were just mocking them on their way out.
I'm sure they were.
I think they were just like, yeah, we're wicked.
Go,
fuck us.
Bye.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, and by the way, this is what Target.
Where did this happen again, dude?
It was in YouTube posted truck hanging. Target has been Fox. I'm sorry, I'm trying to find out where it was.
That's all right.
No, I'm curious too because I need to know where these people
are
from.
Click on the hyperlink of the video. Maybe it says in the description of the YouTube video
itself.
Yeah,
good call. Let me see. Protest with a Bible in hand, warps evil sin, promotion, uploads, and zip. No, there's no.
You don't say where.
I'm trying. I want to know. Can somebody listening? Can you figure out where this happened? Because now I want to know. I just have a feeling it's Florida. It feels like Florida, man. Oh, Cleveland.
Oh, right.
Cleveland.
Fox 8, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Okay.
Got it. Well,
I mean,
probably outskirts. We're thinking somewhere in Ohio, probably
the
a little
ones more. Reported it. So
yeah, you're right.
But Ohio does make sense.
A video posted on YouTube shows a man 12 carrying skulls Bethany policy. The Target has we welcome the blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Someone will figure out, I'm sure. But what's the point of that video? Like, what are they trying to?
Yeah, what does she think she's going to accomplish?
Yeah.
Remember 2 weeks ago when we had that guy that just was filming his walk through the parking lot and basically went up and said, I would like to use the women's restroom. They were like, okay. Go for it.
Yeah, they tell them, go ahead.
That was the end of the video. Like, people
good job.
Trying to do something.
Right. It's, like,
never, so dumb.
Who cares where people shit? It doesn't fucking matter. Nobody cares.
Did we talk about this last night? Or maybe we talked about it in the past that, like, in Europe, like, they have urinals out in public.
Yes,
in
they do.
In parks. They have. I mean, well, dude, you have unisex bathrooms no matter where you go.
Yep.
So why does it fucking matter? You see bathrooms where it has a man and a woman sign, you know, that little, caricature
yeah.
on them
everywhere you go. So why is this all of a sudden an issue? It's the stupidest thing ever. And plus, who's going to enforce it?
Like, that's my point.
Fuck you.
That is my point more than anything else.
Right. There's no way it matters unless there's people enforcing it, and no one is. No one's going to get paid to stand in front of a fucking bathroom.
And by the way,
check your cock.
And how is this hurting the three? This is only hurting the three people that don't use Amazon. You know, like, it's not. It's you know, like, yeah. There's stores. John will tell you there's stores closing down all over the place. Different brick and mortar places because
I don't doubt it.
Nobody fucking goes to stores anymore.
Well, and also, you know? Like, I think I'm going to mention this before.
I'm sorry, Dutch. I think you'll appreciate why I'm interrupting you. I keep fucking hitting myself in the head after every Amazon purchase, going, fuck, why didn't I click the MLR link?
Yeah.
I'm always buying shit on Amazon. I always forget. I got to make it like a bookmark.
I do that too.
Seriously. Yeah.
Like, right underneath the chat.
Fuck, why didn't I click
turn ad block off underneath the chat. If you click that, we do get paid. So make sure you do that. Hey, good plug, though. That worked. But
anyways, real quick,
go ahead.
Last little thing is people can get mad about the whole policy in and of itself, but unless you're passable, no one likes to put themselves in an uncomfortable position. Most people like to go through their day-to-day life without any type of confrontation.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So if you're not a passable female but you feel like a woman, doesn't matter, and you're transitioning, you're not going to put yourself in a position where people are going to be like, why the fuck are you in here? But if you're passable and you look like a woman and you know that nobody's going to look at you sideways because nobody wants to go through that uncomfortable shit. It's not like transgenders are banging down people's doors to try and get into their bathrooms.
I wish they would.
People
sometimes.
Just in general don't like confrontation or people looking at them weird. So they wouldn't do that out of necessity unless they were passable. And if you're going to go that far to be passable, chances are you have your dick lopped off and they're not going to be raping your daughter anyway.
It's just another instance of crazy people looking for something to get angry about and rally about.
But they say it's rapists walking in, but like, dude, there's nothing stopping a 50-year-old pedophile from walking into the boys' room and raping your boy too. Right. Like, pedophiles don't really, if you read about it, don't really even discern between sexes. For them, it's just about power. Right. And there's creeps are out there, and it doesn't fucking matter. That's not stopping it, because once again, like what this started with is no one's policing it. So it doesn't matter. No one is.
It really makes no difference.
No one's standing by bathrooms.
The policy makes no difference.
Yeah,
it means nothing.
It doesn't matter what sex you are. If you do something fucked up or creepy in a bathroom, people are going to say something.
Yeah, it doesn't
exactly.
matter.
Yeah, if whatever these religious nut fucks are worried about, you know, might happen, it'll be known. You know.
Yeah. It's not gonna. It's not hidden. It's out there.
It's all a distraction, I feel.
Yeah.
Not like to sound conspiracy theorish, but
you
like,
are sounding like that.
I know it sounds like that, but
worried.
No, it's
getting worried.
I don't know why this is a thing now.
Because they're insane. Dutch. No, they're religious. They're fucking nuts.
It's not that it's a thing now. Here's the problem. The transgendered people wanted to start getting more rights when it comes to bathrooms. Now, here's the part.
As they should.
I agree. Here's the part where I disagree with both sides. The government shouldn't be involved in this in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The government, the only thing they need to decide is public schools. Anything government-owned building, fine. That's your decision. Anything outside of that, the government doesn't need, because different companies will decide what the fuck they want to do with their bathroom, and they're going to realize if it's good for business or bad for business. But like everything else, people haven't realized that people have the memory of goldfish. Wait 2 months, people will forget about this. It'll be gone. It won't exist anymore. It'll be a thing of the past. Perfect example, Making a Murderer. Everyone forgot about that. It was the biggest thing forever. Oh my God, this injustice. Everyone forgot. Because that's our memory. We have a set thing, and then we're over it. And then we're
done,
and that's it.
Yeah, to go with that point, earlier today when I was at work, a dude in my office was like, hey, did you guys hear that George Zimmerman sold his gun for like $20,000?
Yeah.
The one he used to kill that Trayvon Martin.
Yeah, he did.
I hadn't even thought about that case since it ended.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody, because it doesn't.
And it was the biggest thing ever when it was happening.
Right. And now the only time you hear about it is when Zimmerman does something stupid.
He's kind of an ass.
He is an ass. He's a fuck. I mean, listen, say what you want. The guy's a fucking asshole.
He's a fucking moron. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Now you know you're just a shame horn. You know, it doesn't matter.
He's an idiot.
All right, let's move on to something else, Marie. Next story.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to interrupt your cell phone scrolling.
I was letting you guys talk it out. Do you want to go to virtual kidnapping or Iran wanting to get paid?
Virtual kidnapping.
Kidnapping.
Okay.
Virtual kidnapping?
Yeah.
All right. Reports of virtual kidnapping scams pop up in region, Washington. Imagine getting a phone call from someone who claims to have kidnapped someone in your family. Such calls, known as virtual kidnapping scams, have been occurring across the D.C. area in recent days.
Mm.
Scammers steal money by demanding a ransom, telling the victim that their family member will be injured or killed if the payment is not wired immediately. In some cases, the scammers will have someone screaming in the background to make the call sound more authentic, the FBI says.
Oh, my God. Yep.
The FBI has been monitoring such scams nationwide for some time, and victims are urged to report the crime to their local FBI office.
They have the sound of zip ties being locked.
Yep.
The Archdiocese of Washington issued a statement Tuesday saying a parent with a child in an archdiocesan school was recently targeted by a virtual kidnapping scam.
Mm-hmm.
A similar incident occurred at an independent private school unrelated to the Archdiocese, and George Mason University warned its community last week that a student and an employee fell victim to a virtual kidnapping scam. Additionally, the Prince William County Police Department posted a cautionary message on its Facebook page this week, reading, "This scam has been around for a few years, but it appears to be becoming popular again."
Mm-hmm.
To avoid becoming a victim of this extortion scheme, look for following possible indicators. Well,
let me help. Here's how you avoid becoming a thing. Go, hold on a second. Hey, Phil, are you kidnapped? No? Okay. Hey, guess what? I'm not giving you the money. Like, how about check? All you got to do is easily check.
I'm assuming that the ones who actually fell victim to it were the ones who had kids that didn't have phones. I'm assuming.
Who is that?
The same kids who have zip ties, apparently. Too many zip ties to have phones in their bags.
I figured, like, with that kind of thing, because, like, recently at my work, we've been hit with all this, like, spam of people going, you owe us this much money from a medical yada yada. You know, you got to send us, you know, pay the bill. Here's the form. Hmm. And we've been, you know, they figure if they shotgun blast and do enough of these things, at least one or two will actually give in. And there's a $20,000 payday. So.
Right. But in this case, like they're actually calling people and pretending people are kidnapped.
That's creepy.
It is.
That's the one thing. With people screaming in the background, that's eerie.
You want to know what the FBI says to help prevent this type of scam from happening to you?
Tell me. You can prevent forest fires.
Only Joel can. Incoming calls.
Bite out of crime.
Incoming calls that come from an outside area code, sometimes from Puerto Rico area codes, like 787-939 or 856.
Is this article blaming Puerto Ricans?
Yep.
I was going to say, goddamn.
Wow.
Right out the gate.
Mr. Worldwide.
Right out the gate, blaming the Puerto Ricans.
He's Cuban.
He's Cuban.
Bullet number two provided by the FBI. Calls not coming from the kidnapped victim's phone. So if they're not calling from your kid's phone... they might be a virtual kidnapper.
Coming from inside the house, doobie doobie doo.
Callers who go to great lengths to keep you on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Callers who prevent you from calling.
Like Comcast.
Yes.
I'm still going to go with Royce's.
Just call.
Yeah.
Be like, well, bullet number four says callers who prevent you from calling or locating the kidnapped victim.
The problem with me is I wouldn't believe him ever, even if it's real. So someone's going to die. I'll be like, no.
Marie, read that sentence again. They can prevent that?
Yeah, well, how?
Just by keeping you on the phone, I'm assuming?
I'm sure they're saying, if you try to contact so-and-so, we will kill you. I have their phone. Don't try to call.
Like if you hang up, they're dead.
Yeah, they might say, like, I have his phone. If I see you trying to contact them, I'll kill him right away. I'm assuming is what's going to happen.
I would say that makes no sense.
Why would that make no sense?
That actually does make sense.
Explain to me, Joe.
No, I would say to the fake kidnapper, that makes no sense.
Yeah, but at the moment,
what I'm going to do is
call my kid's phone.
Call the phone, and if I hear Pearl Jam's Better Man in the background of this phone call, I'm going to know you have my phone.
Yeah, good call. All right.
There's one more bullet point.
Sure.
It says, ransom money is only accepted via wire transfer service.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
So, like, you can't give
them
cash and
see their
face.
Be wary if they try to walk you through getting Bitcoins.
Exactly. If you're signing up for a Bitcoin account.
It's a very aggressive scam.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even it's not even like the respectable Nigerian prince one. It's like
right, and everybody knows that.
Yeah,
but like this is new. If you're sort of a gullible older person,
FBI has tips for what you should do if you ever get a phone call like this.
I thought you just read them.
No, those are the warning signs.
Oh,
now they give you action items.
Oh, tell me.
What do the female body inspectors want us to do?
Female boobie inspectors.
Boobies, you're right. Sorry.
Try to slow down the situation. Request to speak to the victim directly. Ask, how do I know my loved one is okay?
Wow, this sounds like preventing a rape.
Mm-hmm. If they don't let you speak to the victim, ask them to describe the victim or describe the vehicle they drive, if applicable. Listen carefully to the voice of the kidnapped victim if they speak.
Yeah, but the problem with that is that I'm Cuban, so they could probably just guess it and be right.
True.
I can see why they would want to say this, because you don't want to be that person that just goes, yeah, whatever, and hangs up, and then they actually kill your kid.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
true.
They have to put this little disclaimer out there. Yeah, so, you might want to make sure that it's
just be sure, just in case it actually happens.
Yep. Attempt to call, text, or contact the victim via social media. Request that the victim call back from his cell phone. While staying on the line with the alleged kidnappers, try to call the alleged kidnapped victim from another phone. To buy time, repeat the caller's request and tell him you are writing down the demand, or tell the caller you need time to get things moving. So I guess delay. Don't directly challenge or argue with the caller. Keep your voice low and steady and request that the victim call back from his cell phone.
This is in case it's real, in like the 0000001% chance.
Right.
Because I'm sure the police department is like, okay, this is a thing. Just hang up every time. But you don't.
I don't think that's what they say, Dutch.
I'm saying they can't.
I don't
say
think
that.
They instruct parents to say
that's
that.
My point. They can't say that because right. in the right. event, so they can't say that. So they're like, okay.
I guess yeah, you're right. The professional advice can't be don't say kidnap schmidmapped. Like it does
as much as they want to.
That'll make them upset. You know. All right, next story. There's these new sex parties. Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh. New sex parties?
When I tell you what they are, the ooh's going to go away.
Oh.
It's a sex roulette party where one person secretly has HIV.
Oh.
And nobody is allowed. No one is allowed to use condoms. And these parties are on the rise, warned doctors. And this is from the Daily Mail.
It's called Sex Roulette.
Sex Roulette.
What are you talking
about? So this is like
isn't a real
more
thing.
The gay
this
community,
is real.
Right?
No. It's not.
The bug chasers? Because that's a thing, too.
Well,
are you a Target supporter? What kind of homophobic statement was that?
Parties usually attended by gay men who enjoy the thrill of not knowing.
Sorry,
hey,
I got
no. I have to stop you. This can't be a real thing, Royce.
No, this is real.
Hold on.
What do you mean?
No, listen. There's a sect of the gay community. I was told this by my old gay roommate and my.
There he goes with a shovel. He's gonna keep digging. All right.
My ex gay roommates. I've had two of them. Have told me that this is a sect of the gay community. They're called bug chasers, where they will intentionally have sex with HIV positive men without bags.
What?
Because of the
okay, so they're suicidal.
Not necessarily. Like it's the thrill. It's some sick fantasy thrill of doing something so dangerous and then either not getting it, or if you do get it, then you're relieved because you never have to worry about getting it.
Fucking a public park if you want a thrill.
I know, dude. I don't. I'm
go to Ybor City.
I don't understand. I'm just telling you that this exists.
No, so, I had no idea this was a thing.
That being said, this makes sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense, but.
Well, yeah.
It kind of makes sense.
I understand. I think it's like it's like that crazy thrill-seeking thing. You know?
I mean, it's not a good idea.
Yeah.
But
thank you for clearing that up.
You're welcome. You want me to read the story,
sure,
Royce? Sex roulette parties where one person is secretly HIV positive and nobody is allowed to use condoms are on the rise, warn doctors. The parties are usually attended by gay men who are entertained by the thrill of not knowing whether they will be infected or not. Spanish doctors have noted a rise in the parties where attendees often take antiviral drugs to reduce
cheaters.
The risk.
That's cheating. That's using performance-enhancing drugs. There should be an asterisk by their name. That's just like baseball. You can't do that. If you're going to play right, you know, this game's been going on for a long time. There's a tradition behind it, and you just can't have juiced-up gay men going out there and not getting it. That's unfair to the people that play the game fair.
Well, Dr. Joseph Mayolas,
am I right, Mad Dog?
Mayolas of Hospital Clinic Barcelona said that the parties are a sign that people have lost respect for HIV.
We should be giving respect to AIDS.
It's but yes, not a lot
mad
of
respect.
That's
AIDS.
Why they call it the Ronnie
mad
Danger.
Props, AIDS. Mad
that's
props.
Why they call it the Ronnie Dangerfield disease.
They got no respect.
They ain't got no respect.
Thanks, John. There is everything. Sex roulette parties or sex parties you can only attend if you already have HIV, he told the outlet. He added that some of the parties are known as blue parties because attendees take antiviral medication to cut the risk of transmitting the virus. Psychosexual therapist Kate Morley told Hello You, I don't even know what that
Hello.
Is.
Hello.
Going to sex roulette parties is about the risk. Partygoers think the higher the risk, the stronger the thrill. In the case of sex parties, the intense high is as you combine orgasm with high adrenaline.
Ha! Gay!
She advised, though, that the long-term consequences are dangerous.
Oh, there's a video here.
Oh, there we go.
Or audio, at least.
But at the circuit party spread over several days or over a weekend and a bit, unsafe sex, recreational drug abuse takes place to such an extent that I'm sure there's a massive amount of HIV transmission going on. Fortunately, we don't have...
Taking some fucking Molly or ecstasy isn't the same risk as fucking a dude up the ass with AIDS.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Have circuit parties here, but if we did, we'd have the explosion. And I think, once again, the goodie bag you leave with at the end of a circuit party is STIs you didn't come in with, HIVs you didn't come in with.
We understand the risk. I mean, we got it, you know? Yeah.
That's a whole nother level of
thrill chasing. Everyone gets weird and everyone has weird things, but that's no, that's crazy.
Again, it's suicidal.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not like, okay, so HIV, I mean, Magic's had HIV, but it actually hasn't turned into straight up AIDS.
It hasn't gone full blownsies yet?
Full blownsies yet.
Because all the money
like,
he has.
I guess having that.
Yeah, you can't use that as a.
I know, but like, I guess that might be. I'm trying to rationalize his money.
No, you can't.
I don't get it.
You can't do that because if you could live with HIV, then it's no longer a thrill to contract it. They have to think that they're going to die.
That's true. If you're going to live with it, then why is it a threat? It's not roulette anymore. It's Russian, take a lot of pills until you die.
Right.
Okay, so this...
By the way, Maul was posting some photos in the chat that says HIV pause or a tattoo that says pause, P-O-Z. Is pause now the way of saying...
Yeah, it's been that for a long time.
Really?
That's a thing?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
The gay men can identify with
pause.
Each other.
Yeah.
Well, at least they put a little warning sign up. That's nice.
Well, let's switch over to something more fun. You can finally lick your cat with this innovative pet brush.
Woo!
Here's the video.
I've been wanting to do that.
Post the pictures in the chat. I'll play the video.
Of course I will post.
Why would you want to lick your cat?
Why wouldn't you want to lick your cat?
Okay, look at the video of this guy licking his cat. There's no audio, but he is. It's a brush that
it's
you.
It's like a mouth guard.
You hold
okay,
it.
So I'm just thinking, and Marie, I'd like your female perspective.
I'd like my female perspective, too.
Oh. Well, if I happen to be dating a girl and I decide to just put this on my tongue secretly right before I went down on her, you think the results would be positive?
No, they would be incredibly negative. It would be incredibly negative. Fuck you, never do that again.
The only results that would be positive is if you played that game we were talking about before.
It'd be paused?
Yeah, you would be paused.
I don't know, but did you see it? It looks rubberized.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
That's not fun. Do not put that down there.
No, you think it's too...
No, that's not a good idea. Don't do
That's too rugged.
Marie, have you had an encounter with one of these things before?
No, but it looks spiky and hurty.
But the spikes look rubbery and, you know...
No!
What if it was material that they have on those fake vaginas?
What if I lick gently with it?
No! Why don't you rub your balls against some spikes and see how you feel?
Well, balls don't feel good, though.
No.
Okay.
Joe, you looking in the chat room?
Yeah, I'm looking.
It looks like spikes.
Look at this video.
What's going on in the bottom left and the bottom right? Why is there two Down syndrome women playing with this thing?
So you could... That's a new level of fucking weird, man. Like, why would you need to lick your cat?
Yeah, I would...
Seriously, the bottom two videos, I think they were retarded.
For the podcast listeners, basically it's this apparatus that you would hold in your mouth like a football mouth guard.
Yeah.
But it protrudes out, and it's about 4 inches
like a
long,
tongue.
With little spikies coming out of it. But it's like awkwardly
rubber.
Wide, and you just we're watching video of basically
it's,
people like just
retards
taking it and just
retard.
Mushing it
it's
into
a
their
fucking
cat's
brush that someone's putting in their mouth and then rubbing it on their cat's face.
Right. There you go. Do the cats
What's
like
to stop a cat from like ripping the like the shit out of your face?
Oh, because cats love brushing their face against things. I'm sure no, the cat loves
I
it.
I think the cat likes it. I don't think that that's an issue with that.
You know what cats also like doing? Purring right next to your head until you wake up and then biting your face and running away.
Aww. Yep. That sounds cute.
That is kind of adorable.
No, it's not, because they're trying to kill you while you sleep.
No, it's cute.
Well, no, Dutch, maybe just animals want to kill you because they could sense the evil inside of you.
They try to do this to everybody.
Maybe you should stop yelling at your cat.
Yeah. I don't have a cat.
Not anymore, because you killed it with your zip ties.
Bastard.
You killed it with your zip tie tools.
My zip ties,
exactly. You did. You zip tied it dead. That's what you did. I know you.
Zip tie a cat?
Sometimes you walk around with
that
zip ties.
That should not be a song, Marie.
Zip tie. How does it go, Marie? I want to hear your zip tie cat.
I don't have more than that. Maybe John does.
Do what now?
I wouldn't mind taking a look at that cat.
Aw.
All right. Well, guess what, guys?
What?
What?
It's about time for us to start wrapping up here.
No.
We should start,
Just another story that takes 15 minutes to do.
Yeah.
That was the end of the story, but...
Do you want me to quickly read Iran wants U.S. to pay for 63 years of spiritual and material damage while we do the outro?
Run so far away.
No, the country, not the song.
Don't worry, guys. This is a CNN article, so I can do this one.
All right.
Yay!
Then I will...
The outgoing Iranian parliament is demanding unspecified compensation from the United States for its involvement in spiritual... and material damage for the past 63 years, Iranian state reported to air on Tuesday. During its morning session, which comes on right before Hannity.
I love how she says Hannity.
The parliament cited examples such as U.S. government in the coup of Iranian Prime Minister Mohammed. Which one? Prime Minister?
No, it starts with a G.
Start with the sentence over again.
During its Tuesday morning session, Parliament cited examples such as U.S. government in the coup of Iranian Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh and
Mossadegh
in 1953, America's support of Iraq in its war with Iran from 1980 to 1988, and the destruction of oil platforms in the late 80s. Even I am getting bored with this article.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Back to you, Rush.
thanks for listening. Make sure to tune in tomorrow for the Cousin Joe Show. You want to plug that?
Yes.
Hash pound fuck Combs.
And Dan and I don't have a third mic, so if any of you guys want to Skype in during the whole show, you're more than welcome.
I shall let you know.
You ever think about changing the name to Joe and Dan?
No, never.
How about Dan and Joe?
No.
How about Dan
and
Joe?
Joe? Oh my God, Marie, stop getting get on my head.
What about zip tie and lawsuit?
There you go. All that's
right.
A good one.
We're out of here, guys.
What about zip tie and jean shorts?
No.
Zip tie and lawsuit sounds like a great buddy cup.
It does. One's a rapist. The other's a lawyer who's also a rapist.
Damn it, zip tie. I've got to get this case.
Oh, God.
What time is your show on tomorrow, Joe?
7 p.m. Eastern until 10.
What time is it on time?
Central. No, why? You live in Florida.
Everyone's got to know.
Google it and figure it the fuck out. I can't be bothered.
All right, guys. We're out of
here. Oh, you're no fun.
6 o'clock, yes. Goodbye, my only friend. Oh, did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you have been replaced.